A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And look, we're not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you want to reach us, we absolutely treasure every message. I mean, truly, I mean, blow it a little kiss. Every email I read, every voicemail, every text. Our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390, or you can email us or even send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And please do sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Well, Dori, I'm reporting to you live from a possible COVID house again.
Oh.
Round two.
Oh.
We're still waiting. It's still up in the air, but Omicron might have sunk its teeth into my household.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
I mean, what are you going to do at this point? You know, it is what it is. We are,
I know,
we are lucky to not have any, you know, health challenges. No one's immunocompromised. We are boosted and vaxxed to the maxed. And we've got a lot of KN95s and rapid tests. So I would say that we are in very good shape. But yes, my daughter did wake me up at 3 a.m. last night. And my first reaction was like, oh, she's having a nightmare. And then she was like, my throat is sore. And I was like, oh, no, no. And then, I was like in my eye mask and my pajamas. And I was like, hold on. And then I wandered out and found a mask and returned into her room with a freaking mask at 3 a.m. It's just like, how is this? What is this dystopian nightmare we are all in?
Oh,
it just felt fucking awful. Anyway, so we're, you know, right now she's testing negative, but she does have a lot of the symptoms of Omicron. And I know there's a lot of, with this variant, you know, rapid tests aren't showing it right away. Yada, yada, doodly do. Look, I don't even know. You know, she either has some sort of virus or she's got COVID. And it's just, that's just my reality right now. It's just my reality.
I'm so sorry. This is very stressful.
It is. This is not like a scintillating pod update. You know, I wish I could be like, today I floated in one of those water chambers where you relax and I meditated for 2 hours and I feel great. Instead, it's like I'm in my sweatsuit. I managed to wash my, wet my face this morning, put on vitamin C serum, and then forgot to do everything else. So I've just been like wandering in the sun with vitamin C serum on, which seems bad.
Oh, man.
Seems bad, Dori.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just not in a good place right now as a society.
No, and then Bob Saget died yesterday, and I cried about it today. I sat and read all the Full House cast member tributes. I started crying. I was just where's the light at the end of this fucking tunnel? You know, like, where is the?
Yeah,
I need like Ben Affleck and I need Ben Affleck and like J-Lo to get engaged. I need, I need a major crisis solved. I mean, I can think of many other things I would want to happen, but, you know, like I need like a superficial news story I can chomp onto that will bring me joy.
Yes, I really hear that. An ongoing story that we can follow, like,
something light, fluffy. This weekend I saw like Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello reunite in Miami with their dog, and I was like so excited that they might be getting back together. I'm not a fan of either of these. I mean, I you know, my kids love them, but like, and I was like, God, I really hope those two are making it work. And I think now that we're talking, I just wanted to feel good about something.
Yes. Totally.
So, if any celebrities are listening who maybe have like an ex they want to reunite with, or
this does like make me think about the need that like celebrity news and gossip fills in people's lives.
Yeah, like how it makes us feel good.
Yeah, like just getting invested in celebrities' lives in a way is like this distraction that I think is very, like, I see the utility of it. And I'm saying that from a perspective of like someone who enjoys celebrity news and gossip but has never really thought about it on like a deeper level as like, this is almost like part of our self-care.
Well, that's like all I've ever done my whole life. And, you know, I say this with the caveat of understanding that celebrity culture is not fun for most celebrities. And it's extremely toxic and problematic. And I do want to just flag that. That being said, like, in hindsight, I can now see that I channeled my grief after my mom died into obsessing over Twilight and Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart's relationship. Mm. Like, I was fully invested in the Twilight fandom. I mean, this, we've talked about this, like, this is what fandom can provide. It's like a real kind of wonderful healing escape and community and something to care about and be excited about and passionate about. Maybe I need a fandom. Maybe we need a fandom.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe that would work. I mean, I am very invested in my aliens.
Yeah.
Which I keep getting messages being like, what's the alien book called? It's Ice Planet Barbarians, just in case anyone is going to join me on that ride. But maybe we need a fandom, Dory. Like, should we get very into BTS?
That fandom seems very intense.
It is. It is very intense.
I don't know if I can hang with that fandom.
I don't think I'm army.
Yeah.
But maybe there's like a gentle fandom we could be fans of.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I mean, I'm just kind of rambling here, but I do think there is something like, I mean, I guess this is why people love like a Real Housewives situation or a 90-day fiancé.
Totally.
And I will say I have dipped a toe into those Salt Lake City housewives. So maybe I need to get back to them. Maybe that'll do the trick, because I believe one of them is going to quit. And, you know, we've got one going to jail. Yep, so that's right. Maybe that's where I need to channel, because those people are willingly putting their lives out there, like actors and musicians.
Yes. That's a really good point.
They aren't like most of them are not asking to be the topic of news other than, you know, for their work. So perhaps I need to commit to the reality life. And that will get me through.
That is very interesting, Kate.
Okay, look. Again, maybe it's the Formula One. Maybe I need to watch that Formula One show.
Yes. Yes. Maybe we all need to watch the Formula One
show. The Formula One show will cure us of the COVID doldrums. Anyway, yes. Dory, what's new with you over there?
Well, Kate, yesterday I twisted my ankle.
Hot, exciting, fun.
Yeah, I was putting Henry in his car seat, and on our driveway, there's like this little, like sort of lip where the edge of the driveway meets like the grass, the dirt.
I know those lips.
Yeah, and I guess I was standing on it, and my foot just slipped, and it was quite painful. Yesterday I couldn't really walk on it at all. Today it's feeling a little better. I'm able to sort of hobble. It's not swollen. I can move it. It does not appear to be broken, I will be honest, although, you know, I'm also clearly not an orthopedic surgeon. But I did have the thought of, like, you know, if this were like normal times, I wouldn't think twice about just like hopping over to, literally hopping, to urgent care and getting an x-ray.
Indeed.
But now I'm kind of like, well, even with like the virtual queue at the place near me, you still end up spending at least an hour there. And then with x-rays, like, who knows how long that would take. And it just felt like a lot of exposure, and I don't know. I just was like, I'm gonna see how this goes, because I really don't think anything is broken. I think it's just a sprain that I just need to rest. And so, yeah.
All right. That sucks, Dory.
Yeah, it was not fun. I have to say.
It really hurts. And, you know, our bodies don't bounce back like they once did, you know?
No, they really don't.
They don't heal like a child.
They don't. No, they really don't. So here I am, just, you know, sitting with my foot propped up.
Are you doing a prop right now with some ice?
I do.
So it's still bothering you?
It's bothering me when I walk on it. It doesn't hurt just like sitting here.
Okay.
But when I put weight on it, and it's not like super painful, but it is painful. But again, much better than it was yesterday. And I think I'm trending in the right direction, but it's still very annoying.
Have you ever had like an embarrassing fall in public? Because I have definitely like twisted my ankle and fallen in the middle of the street in New York City and like tried to play it off, because, you know, you're in that like, moment of like, I must cover, I can't be humiliated, but then you're like crying from the pain.
Yeah. Ugh. I've definitely wiped out. I'm like, I've wiped out on my bike. Like, I've,
Yeah. That's a scary one.
Yeah. Ugh. So, anyway, there's something just sort of like, especially kind of grim about getting injured or sick during a surge with like something that's not COVID.
Yeah. I mean, for stuff like this, you basically got to stay home. And if you have something like, you know, a heart attack, there's no room for people at hospitals.
I mean, I know. It's utterly very scary.
Terrifying. It's utterly terrifying.
Scary.
I'm constantly screaming at my kids, like, don't get injured, which is the least helpful thing any human could say to another. But it is really scary. I mean, we are just in a really hard place. It's just grim. It just feels so grim, you know?
Like, it does feel quite grim.
I desperately want this podcast to be a place where, you know, like, people can come to escape the grim.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. We're in it too. I don't know how else to be. Like, I couldn't sit here and be like, tra la la, let's take baths.
I mean, let's all take a bath. Yes, let's all take a bath.
Oh, God. Let's all take a bath.
My God, what I would... You know, Anthony did buy me one of those little bath trays for Christmas, so maybe I will take a bath.
Oh, okay.
You know, especially if I end up, if my kid does have COVID and I get it, I'm going to probably be bathing. Just move to the bathtub. All right. Well, look, let's hear from some listeners who are maybe doing in a little, you know, in better spirits than we might be.
Okay. We'll take a pause and all right. We will be right back.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. We are back. This first text is from a listener who writes, "Hi, Kat and Dor. First time since the beginning, long time. I'm looking for a specific prod rec. I'm looking for an eye cream that is just for hydrating the delicate thin skin around my eyes. I don't need depuffing or anti-aging, just a super hydrating creamy cream, especially in this New York winter time when the cold and indoor heating does a number on drying me out. More noticeably, these past few days around my eyes are getting dry and sensitive. Thank you so much. Love you both."
Okay, well, I have one that I use that I really like, and it's it's Dr. Hauschka's Eye Balm, and It's very moisturizing. It's like a thick balm. It's not a cream, and it goes on very nice and smooth. It's made from beeswax, according to their website.
Okay,
but I find it very, very nourishing. It's got carrot, calendula, beeswax, apricot kernel oil, jojoba oil, all nice things. An eye cream that I am purchasing is Avène's Refreshing Eye Contour Care. I haven't tried it yet, but I love their moisturizers so much that I've decided to also grab one of their eye creams.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. It's a little on the pricey side, so I just want to preface this by saying I acknowledge that this is an expensive recommendation, but I love Tatcha's the Silk Peony Melting Eye Cream.
I have that in my cabinet, and I also use that.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
The description says, a healthy aging eye cream that melts to release a double shield of hydration with line-smoothing liquid silk and moisture-locking Japanese white peony.
A double shield?
A double shield. Sounds I do find like, it very hydrating, though.
It's like a Marvel universe.
Totally.
Character.
It's a Marvel eye cream.
Oh, my God. My kids would love it. We're all Marvel here all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you about Marvel.
You may have.
It is. I mean, my kid, right? One is in a Loki sweatshirt right now. The other one is obsessed with Bucky Barnes.
Wow.
We've got so many Wanda figuring. Oh my gosh, they love it. I mean, they've really enjoyed it. They are hardcore into the Marvel fandom.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That is their pandemic self-care, honestly, because they started watching Marvel movies with Anthony as like stuff to do when we were just sitting around. And now we are just, it's just MCU 24/7.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fun.
They fun. Been,
yeah. They enjoy Marvel. Yeah. And so this eye cream is the latest spin-off character who's going to have their own Marvel franchise. Double shield eye cream. I mean, you could also just tap a little Aquaphor or Vaseline up in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I will say, like, there's always like the debate of like, what does eye cream do? Nothing. But I do like having a tiny pot of something to dab on that sensitive skin of your eye. Like, I always try to get my moisturizer in there, but there's just something nice about the ritual of the tiny dab.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
All right. Well, here is another email from a listener. They write, hi, Katendor. Happy New Year. Thank you for continuing to be a bright light in the midst of this pandemic world. Listener, you may change your tune once you hear this somber episode, but thank you very much. They write, over the past few years, I've been slowly trying to incorporate more eco-conscious and sustainable choices into my life and home. I started with the kitchen and cleaning products, moved on to laundry, and now I'm working on the bathroom. Currently, I'm trying out shampoo bars and ditching my plastic loofah. I'm using a bamboo loofah at the moment, but not loving it. So I ask you both and fellow listeners, what are we cleaning ourselves with? Thanks and truly cannot wait to read your book, Kate, Sustainable Endeavors, 35 Forever. Great sign off. So, you know, this just raises a more interesting question, which is, do we use anything at all to wash our bodies in the shower? I don't loofah at all.
I don't either.
I just smear soap around and then I'll do like a scrub.
Same.
I did invest in like 20 muslin face cloths or washcloths, and I do love those for washing my face, and I think they would also be lovely on the body. And I do have some dry brushes, but I don't have any sort of in-shower body brush.
Kate, same.
Now, we need to know if Dory and I are, like, are we lagging? Are we bringing shame to the shower community?
I don't think so. I feel like this is a real personal choice kind of situation.
What are you all using to wash your bodies?
Yes, please tell us.
And I do think there are such things as like a sustainable, like a natural sponge. I mean, I think this, you know, a quick Google could probably take you on a journey where there's a world of things to buy. Like I just did a quick peek and There seem to be
quick little googs.
A quick little research on the googs. But there there do seem to be plenty of options. So like a sea sponge. I see Public Goods sells a sea sponge, which, fun story, I once did try to use as a menstrual product, and that didn't work.
Oh, not recommended.
Not for someone with a more excited flow.
Okay.
I've got a really enthusiastic period, and
it wants to
come out, you know?
Wow. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I went to right when I moved to LA, I went to some like hippie LA store, and I was like, oh, a menstrual sponge. It did not go over well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Another story for another time.
Yeah.
So yeah, give us those recos, because I'm open to trying one. My skin is so gross and flaky that I probably should be using something to wash my body. So maybe this is a moment of reflection for me, and I need to kind of make a choice.
Okay. Just saying. This is interesting.
It's raised a lot of questions for me.
All right.
What do you use to wash in the shower? Let us know. Sustainable preferred.
Yes. Okay. Next question on a very different topic.
We are doing our very special gear shift.
Is anyone else out there trying to decide when to try to start a family? This is a huge decision at any time, but right now it just feels impossible. I'm afraid I'll waste away what's left of my fertile years waiting for this pandemic and childcare crisis to end. But at the same time, I'm afraid of how difficult parenthood is during this moment. I don't know if I could handle it. I know this is an impossible question. I'm just wondering if anyone else out there is feeling the same thing and has thoughts.
Man, this is a really, really hard question.
This is a really tough one.
I mean, this is like an existential question, because I will be honest, there are times where I am just like, what world have I brought my kids into? What the fuck have I done?
Yeah.
I mean, look around.
Yeah.
It's not pretty out there for them.
It's not pretty out there.
Yeah. That being said, selfishly, I'm really glad they're here and I love them. And I like wouldn't trade it, but it is really hard. And like, I mean, and also, I don't know, just, you know, the experience of being a person whose body, you know, can only get pregnant in a certain time span is very frustrating, as we have both experienced. So is anyone out there feeling this?
Let us know.
I just did want to flag, like, childcare crisis, like, that's not ending even when the pandemic does. Childcare is a massive issue. So there is a lot to consider, pandemic or not. But I do think this has definitely made it even a more challenging decision. So I would love to hear from some people who are thinking on this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a lot of listeners seeking advice from other listeners. So let us hear from you.
Yes.
Okay. Time to break.
Okay, let's do it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All Okay, we have returned.
We're here. We're back.
Did you miss us?
Lonely during those ads.
Yeah, so we have a voicemail.
Hey, gals. It's your friend Krista up here in Jasper National Park, Canada. I just heard the episode where a caller talked about a beauty blunder, and I definitely have a good one for you. COVID's not great right now. And so my daughter and I escaped to my sister's house, who's kind of on lockdown, just a few of them. So we all rapid tested and just spent a little time together for New Year's, but it was pretty low key. And my daughter, who is 13, wanted to do my makeup for New Year's Eve. So I was like, oh, that'll be nice. So yeah, little mom-daughter bonding, a little housebound and cabin fever. And so in the process of doing my makeup, she wanted me to curl my eyelashes. And so I used her eyelash curler. And when she was doing the follow-up primer and then mascara, didn't know there was primer, she said, oh, your eyelashes are so short. And I didn't really think much of it. And then because it was the holidays, I wasn't wearing makeup. And like a week later, when I'm going to work, I was just going to do my eye makeup. And I was horrified to find that my eyelashes were like gone. It looked like they had been cut. And I actually think it was the Forever 35 Reddit group where I found out that this eyelash curler like cut a bunch of people's eyelashes and mine were like trimmed off. I'm horrified. My daughter was like, no, I've been using it for a year. And I had given her for her 13th birthday some makeup supplies and stuff. And so she'd never known anything else. And she was always complaining about her short eyelashes. And it's because of that damn curler. Anyways, love the pod. Happy New Year.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a real design flaw.
Yeah. That's wild. I've never heard of eyelash curlers, people pressing them so hard that they cut the lash off.
No, me neither.
I will say, Dory, can I make a confession? I feel like eyelash curlers are the most pointless beauty product to ever be invented.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I do say this as someone with naturally long eyelashes. I do want to acknowledge that, but I'm just like, what does this do? Why? I don't quite get it. Mm. I know they like bend them and make them go up, but do they do anything else? Anyway, I will say I don't really use an eyelash curler, but I do have one. And I think you want to make sure that it has like a good like rubber or silicone like cover so that you're not doing like metal on metal. Do you know what I mean? There's always like a little rubbery thing.
Yes, there's always a little rubbery thing. Yes.
Yeah.
I like an eyelash curler. I mean, I don't use one on a regular basis, but I do notice that if I use one and then put mascara on, it really does make my eyelashes pop.
Okay. All right. I might be misguided in my distrust of the curler.
I mean, it's fine if you don't want to use one. But
I mean, is there a beauty tool that you just don't use? You know what I mean? Like when you're just like, what is the point of this? Then everybody's like a fanatic about it. And you're just like, I don't get you.
Well, I've never used a beauty blender.
Oh, interesting. What do you use to put like, concealer? I can't even think of what the stuff is
foundation.
Called.
Foundation.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll
foundation.
Use my fingers and a brush.
Okay. And that seems reasonable.
Yeah, I just like never got into a beauty blender, but I mean, I'm intrigued by them. I just never, I don't know. I just never got into them.
I love a beauty blender.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. But I also like a brush. I've gotten into doing foundation with a brush, but yeah, I always do a beauty blender under my eyes. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I even think I have a tiny one specifically for under my eyes.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Not trying to rock your world here, but yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we have one final text message to share. And this person wrote, thank you so much for talking about how we are conditioned not to complain. I was voted constant complainer in my high school superlatives. Yes, you read that correctly. Why is that even a category? But what was I going to do? Complain about it? Oh my God. Listen. Up until that point, I had viewed most of my quote complaining as just discussing and trying to solve things. But for the past 20 plus years, that has really stuck with me and not in a good way. It's really terrible to give a 17-year-old girl one more reason that she should shut her mouth and just do what she's told. This seems like a good time and place to say, fuck the patriarchy. Oh my gosh, there's so much to unpack here.
So
listener,
much.
What a cruel, awful superlative. That's so awful.
Yeah.
I mean, superlatives, period, are just awful. I hate them. But
yeah, they didn't do them at my high school.
I don't think we had them at mine either, but they would it would for sure give me a complex if I got one or if I didn't get one, you know? Like either way. Like, why didn't I get funniest? That would be me. I would demand funniest. But God, what an awful fucking superlative. That would haunt me for my whole life.
Totally.
I can totally see how this has been in the back of your head, making you question yourself. And I'm really sorry that
yes.
happened to you. That's really, really toxic and shitty.
Yep.
So, look, our activity for today, Dory, let's put it here. Why don't you just freely complain about something?
Yes.
Just freely complain without shame or question.
Let yourself complain. Yes.
Just complain. I mean, look, there's so many things we could complain about right now that take your pick. Maybe complain about two things or more.
Wow. Two things.
I know. Can you believe it? Can you believe that? Look, I'm going to complain about, so many things.
There's just so much. There's so much to complain about.
So much. All right. Well, look, Dory, I'm sorry we're getting kind of a rough day, but maybe the next day will be better.
I hope so. I really do.
I hope so too. And, you know, thank you for coming on this ride with us, everyone listening. We appreciate you.
We do. My son started saying, I hope so. And it's really cute.
Oh, really?
I hope so.
Oh, Dory. Like, if you're like, do you want dinner? And he's like, I hope so.
No, like, he'll be like, if you're like, Henry, this is not like an exact example, but he said similar things. Like, it'll be like, Henry, do you think your shoes are in your closet? I hope so.
That's really cute.
Anyway, just made me think of that.
I love that. Thank you for ending on that note. That makes me happy.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.